Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to SeaView Quantum Network. I'm your presenter, Daniel, and I'm here with producer, Claudia Pareco. We are cosmic beings, beings of light. A moment of your time is one of the most extraordinary gifts we could ever be given. We are honored every time we've received a moment of your time. We are honored, privileged, and humbled. We serve in your presence. Our shows are held on Mondays and Fridays at 12 p.m. Eastern U.S. time, 9 a.m. Pacific. At any moment, to participate on our shows, please call 805-830-8344 and press 1 to talk with the host. All podcasts are easily found in all social media and are available free, live, or on demand. To request a show, please write to Claudia Pareco at cview1111@gmail.com or visit our website, cview1111.net. Now, let's listen to our host and topic of the day.
Thank you, Danny, and welcome everybody to Seaview. And today we have Working with the Mighty Angels with our host, Stephanie Finn. She is calling from Newfoundland in Canada. So it is a privilege to have her here with us and to have her first show where, apart from giving us the latest channeling from the angels in regards to the 8-8 Lionsgate, she's going to take callers and do live channelings to them. And it works pretty similar to a reading, but she's not using any angel card or anything. She is receiving directly the messages from the angels. And who are these angels? Well, she works with many of them. So we actually do not know who's going to be here and or how many of them, because she works with many angels. So each caller is going to have the opportunity to listen for insights from the mighty angels, who are the standards from high places, the guardians of light. The way Stephanie works is she taps into your essence, and then the angels offer guidance for your soul and light for your path. The words are soothing, comforting, and they are so important. So you want to take notes. So Stephanie starting being an agent channeler last year in May 2017, and she came to Seaview back then too, where she introduced the angels of heaven, and she introduced her book Let the Love Light In. And since then she has continued receiving poems and messages, which you can follow on Facebook or her website, both with her name, Stephanie Finn, or stephaniefinn.com. So with that, we're going to bring our host, Stephanie, to the show. Hey, Stephanie, welcome to Seaview.
Well, hello there. So nice to be here again. I feel like coming home. I feel like I've come home.
Yeah, and it's like I have my best friend over, so that's perfect. I love having you here.
Oh, fantastic.
So Stephanie.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you is I am so intrigued about your latest channeling. And just as part of that explanation, let us know how is it that it happens to you. They wake you up at night? Are you able to have a moment of being on your own, or you are constantly channeling? Because that's the impression we get from just all of the amount of work that you are sharing with the world.
Yes, well, last night was a very busy night. But the way it works is that I do generally receive my full informational channels, I call them, in the middle of the night. However, sometimes that happens during the day, like in the morning when I'm in my meditation, sometimes a full channel will come through as well. And last night happened to be a very busy night. I received a full channel, and it's all about the Lionsgate portal. So I'd like to read that for you right now. I haven't shared this with anybody yet. It is on my website, though, for those who would like to have a look at the transcript. It is on my website and in my angel blog, so, and my website being stephaniefinn.com. So feel free to jump on over there later on if you want to look, have another look at the channel. I think it'll be worth going over again. So you can consider this the verbal version, you know, the audio version. So I'll just continue right along into this. It contains so many nuggets and you know, love light. Before I start, I just want to say the angels said to me that not only are they sharing words of wisdom and messages and truths and practical tips and navigational tools, but they are sharing, I think, even more importantly, the love light and the new codes coming forth to lighten your load of sorry nights and faulty flights. You know, that's what they said to me way, way back. So we are receiving new codes with these words. So the words contain so much more than words. And so this particular channel is called Lionsgate Portal. And the title I've given it is The Universe Has Your Back. We are the mighty angels coming to you at this time to the earth plane during this time of wonderment and celebration. We come to you tonight with a message of wonderment and empowerment. Have courage in the moment and let your sparkles through. This is a moment of celebration in the skies above, for you know of what we speak when we speak about the Lionsgate portal. This is a moment of epic proportions for your souls, for souls who are prepared for the events to come. That light, spacious floating sensation is caused by a free-falling flotation penetrating the Earth from the magnitude of higher-based planets circulating the Earth's atmosphere at a high-speed rate. We come to you with miraculous things happening in the universe today. The epic events of the universe are yours today to celebrate and align with. They are yours for the taking because they were created for you, for the taking. Lionsgate is an event of cosmic proportions to celebrate your soul and planet Earth at this time. You will want to get the most out of this planetary configuration, and so we will help you set the tone with sharing tips to navigate this new energy coming upon the Earth plane at this most glorious time. Number one, detox your thoughts. We celebrate your ability to detox your thoughts or wipe the slate clean as you move forward during these tumultuous times. Number two, help your friends help themselves by gently showing them how to meditate and go within to their own secular inner space of light. Number three, celebrate the moment and forget about tomorrow. Take heart in knowing that all things work together for the good. Let everything work itself out rather than trying to control the moment. This simple shift in perception will ease the moment and help you shift into a state of effortless ease. All good things come to those who let go. In this moment of planetary richness, we come to you to celebrate your soul and help ease your path as you move forward into the realms of wonder and ecstasy. The next tip is, let your salutations at sunrise bring you back into the wonder of who you really are, so you can come from this place of plenty as you move forward into your day, unencumbered by thoughts that haunt your heart and cause you grief and pain. The next tip, know that others are exactly where they are for a very good reason, and that they are capable of creating a brand new reality for themselves should they desire to do that for themselves. Next tip, your job is to stand in the light for your brothers and sisters who are currently in their reality of the night. Be there for them by beaming there for them. This will lighten their load in ways that you can't even imagine, as we are connected on the inner planes of reality, and they feel the pulse when you raise your frequency to a higher plane of reality. Next tip, celebrate yourself in each and every moment, and understand how truly far you have come in this moment of grace for all the world to see. Know that you are a high and mighty creature, an agent for change in a world that needs you now. Now is the time to be the change that you have been waiting for. Only you can do this, and make no mistake about it, dear heart. You can do this. The whole universe has your back. The mighty angels from mighty high up planes, from the distant shores where we send you love light and pure delight. And that's it.
Wow. So I'm so glad that you have it up on your website and that we can re-listen to this episode, because all of those things that you just mentioned, we need to re-listen and make it our own.
Wow, that's a great point. It truly is a wonderful point. And I know for myself, I'm going to read this channel and work with it, you know, and revisit it every now and then, and just let the love and the words and the truth wash over me and elevate me in the days to come. And I think for me, the most salient tip, you know, and this is just for me right now in this moment, is the point about letting others create their own reality. In other words, know that others are exactly where they are for a very good reason. You know, I feel for me that that's a very good point right now, to refrain or to let go of the desire or the you know, the impulse to worry about others or even be concerned about others. And I love the part about, you know, they are capable of creating a brand new reality for themselves should they desire to do that for themselves. I think that's a great point to remember as I move forward on my path. It really helps to lighten the load when we can just release.
And, you know, Stephanie, also to get away from the illusion that others need you, like they don't have, like they are not capable of on their own, and you are the one they need. You know, that illusion that we all have is like, oh, and you want to wear your cape and go and save people when they have everything, just like you do, to have, to make the right choices and to do the path that you choose to follow.
Right. Absolutely. Yes.
Well, that is wonderful. So let me know when you're ready to start getting colors, because we have a full line today. And
okay.
So you want to take the first color?
Yeah, absolutely. No time like the present, right?
It is. So we're having fun as always and in the now. We're going to go to Florida first, and we're going to bring Sila to the show. And while you talk to her, I'm going to go offline and start taking names and so they can be on the show as well. Okay?
Sounds great.
So welcome to Seaview, Sheila.
Hello. Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Hi. Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, great. Nice to hear your voice.
Nice to hear yours as well. So, should I ask a question or I don't...
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Go right ahead. Yeah.
I guess I was wondering about my spiritual path. Could you give me some information about that? How can I improve it, or am I on the right path? Or
okay. And is there anything in particular just that you would like to quickly share about perhaps how you feel right now about where you are?
I don't feel well. I don't feel that I'm where I should be.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll leave it at that, okay? So we'll just be quiet just for a couple of moments and just see what comes through, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so what's coming through so far is to celebrate this moment of your soul's growth and to honor where you are right now in this moment. Take a picture of your past and experience gratitude for how far you have come. Sometimes souls on the path don't really appreciate exactly how far they've come. But in reality, you've come a long way. And you may not be exactly where you feel that you need to be right now, but start where you are and keep it simple and allow yourself to experience gratitude for this moment in time and let yourself move forward from that place of gratitude for who you are, where you've been, and what you will become. And we'd like to leave it there because it feels that this is really a call for a very simple moment of recognition for you and your soul and your journey and your path and your life. Okay?
Okay.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add or ask about specifically?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what else to ask.
Okay, well, maybe that's a good thing.
Well, I know I'm going on a trip, so I was wondering, is everything going to be okay next week?
It's going to be okay as you feel okay about yourself. That's the goal. That's the key.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because everything is really contingent on how you feel about yourself. And so if anything comes up, any blockages or feelings of lack or like, you know, low self-worth, just be able to honor that and give that to give those feelings to the love light for recognition and transformation in the moment. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
And thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so now we're going to go to New York. So let's move north, and we're going to bring Tim to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Tim.
Hi there.
How you doing? I just want to know that there are any messages in my angelic team.
Okay, I can only hear, it's a little bit, your voice, yeah, it's a little bit broken, so I can hear, the only thing I heard was angelic beings.
Oh, yes, I was just, you can hear me, to see if there are any messages.
I can hear, yeah.
Just wanted to see if there
much
are any messages from the angels for me.
Okay, absolutely. And is there anything specific that you wanted to identify or ask about specifically? Or is it more of a general?
Definitely. No, it's all in reference to me finding a new job / career and just bringing some abundance into my life.
Okay. Okay, sounds fantastic. Okay, so just give me a quick moment.
Sure.
Okay, what's coming to me right now is like that your enthusiasm is contagious. And this is a great gift. You know, I really, the other lady that I just spoke with, it's kind of like, in a way, it's a little bit of the same message that we're coming through with, and it is to celebrate the moment, to honor your past. See yourself doing what you want to do, not what you have to do or that you feel that you have to do. So instead of coming from a place of instead of coming from a place or a belief in obligation, rise high and view your life the way you really want it to look. This is what's going to create a new reality for you and bring opportunities to you. They will just fall on your lap. You know, the new law of love is this. What you hold in thought becomes your reality. So hold in thought high things of your high self and trust that you will be provided for in perfect timing, in the perfect way. And I'm going to ask you this. What do you see yourself doing at the highest level of yourself? What do you know you are capable of?
I'm trying to figure that part out. I know I'm capable of helping people and making people laugh.
Yes.
And also just writing whimsically funny stories. I'm trying to figure out some way to do something where I can get paid for one of my talents or that I'm good at. I'm just trying to figure that part out. But okay.
Okay, that sounds good. I like what you're saying, and it's very much in alignment, I think, what I mentioned before about your enthusiasm.
Uh-huh.
And also, rather than trying to figure out your next move, allow your next move to come to you in the quiet, you know, in the quietness of the moment. You will know the move to make. You will know the steps to take.
Okay.
And the other thing that's coming to me is settle into stillness every day and let stillness navigate you moving forward.
Stillness. You mean meditation?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
And just stillness, of thought in each and every day. Cultivate, like they're calling it, cultivate a silent awareness. And you know what else just came to me? Don't sweat the small stuff.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's an opening here to create a new reality for yourself. So step forward in celebration and wonder and curiosity. Let opportunities present themselves and have faith in your abilities.
Gotcha.
Okay. Really, really nice speaking with you.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tim.
Sure.
So now we're going to go to Arizona, and we're going to bring our friend Allison to the show. Hey, Allison.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, I'm here. Hi there.
Stephanie's here too. We can hear you, Allison.
Hi. Whatever channel has to say, I'm here and listening.
Okay. Is there anything specific you'd like to say? Anything at all you'd like to share with the callers, just to kind of identify?
I'm going through a gigantic upheaval, and the right direction in my life is that issue right now.
And what did you say the issue was?
Making the right changes and taking the new right path in my life right now.
Okay. Okay, so let's just be still for a little moment and see what comes through. Well, what's coming through right now is just stay on the path that you're on. And you will be guided as you move forward. This moment is the only moment that you need be concerned with. Let the upheaval happen and simply ride the wave into the new direction that life is taking you. Be like a surfer on a surfboard. You can't control the wave that's bringing you into a new destiny or destination. We must be willing just to stay at that point of perfection and ride the wave, ride the exquisite wave that is guiding you and riding you into the joy of life itself. So it's not about where you're going as much as it is about who you are and who you are becoming. As life takes you into new directions, this is an exciting time. Feelings are coming up, so let them emerge to be exposed to the love light. You are being called into deeper and higher levels of you. Let go at every chance you can and navigate these exciting times with grace, groundedness, and centeredness. And I hope that helped.
We thank you, Allison, for calling. So now let's go to Gail in North Carolina.
Hello, Stephanie. Hi, Claudia.
Hello.
Good to talk to you both.
Hi.
Hi, Gail.
Stephanie, thank you. Hey, thank you so much for all of your channels. I appreciate their guidance every day, so I thank you for that.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, Gail, is this the Gail I know from?
Yes.
Oh,
from North Carolina, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so nice to speak with you.
Absolutely.
And you want to hear I want to share a little funny story with you. I actually had a vision. I had a vision about a month ago that mm-hmm. I was going to be doing a channel for you.
Oh.
Yeah, it was very clear that I was going to be doing a channel for you. So I just wanted to share that.
All right. Sure, well, maybe this is the day, and maybe it's not.
Yes, we don't know these things, right? But that is a very pure and clear vision I had.
All right. Well, we know it's coming. So if you get an inkling that I should call, you'll let me know. Today, you keep asking, what's the question? My question is really the same question it's been for years now, and that is, and it's really a statement, I am impatient for a more concrete connection with my guides and archangels.
Yes.
Because I don't feel badly, but people around me hear their guides, talk to their guides, have a conversation with their guides. Deep in my heart, I want to be able to have that conversation.
Yes.
So I think my question for you is there a particular archangel or guide that wants to work with me that I should be focusing on? And obviously, if there's anything they want to say, I am very happy.
You're all fine. Okay.
Yes.
That's great. Okay. So I'm just kind of laughing to myself before we begin here. This reminds me of a conversation I had a little bit earlier today about, this is basically the same question, so I'm just kind of acknowledging the synchronicities here.
Mm-hmm.
Of wondering about guidance and feeling that you're kind of wanting to connect more than you currently feel connected, right?
Right, right.
Something along those lines. Okay, so let's just be still for a moment. You know what's coming right away is, on the highway to heaven, there are many masters. And currently, right now, you are gaining mastery of the moment. This is a big deal for you, just to be connected in the way that you are right now. And you are being guided and encouraged and navigated and helped and healed as you move forward on this grand path to paradise. Never falter in your commitment to yourself. As you are gaining access to the heavens within, every time you take a deep breath or look up into the sky or smell a flower, guidance is simple. Look not to a grandiose connection, or compare yourself to how others connect or commune with their guidance. Your path is unique, and we encourage you to have full trust in your intuitive knowings. They are deeply powerful, and we know that you appreciate who you are and how far you've come right now in this moment. You too are an agent for change to the people around you, to your friends, to your families, your family, I meant, and to everyone that will come into your path in the days to come. Look for organic connections that just pop up out of nowhere, and for synchronicities that you have no control over. And for people that will come into your field of awareness just for a look or a glance, a kind word, or a heartfelt comment. Your past experience has been a great teaching to you. So honor that fully and completely. And know that there is a great plan unfolding for you in this very moment, Grant. We love you with hearts overflowing. Thank you so much, Gail. I hope that helped.
Thank you. Thank you. It does, and it just tells me to just chill.
such a good point. And, you know, I have to share, as I was driving, I was a little bit late coming back home today. I was out and about, and I was driving along, and I saw a truck in front of me, and it said, it was an air conditioning truck, and it said, keep cool.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been my message, you know, just keep cool.
Mm-hmm.
All is well in all of creation. And you are doing great work right now.
And I know there is a plan, you know, as just being the person that I am and the person I've been in the past, I am impatient to do that. It's hard to take that type A personality and not stuff it in a box, but just let it go.
Right. No, I hear you. And I feel like letting go is something that we do or that we can do in each and every moment of our day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with every breath. I'm really grateful that you called today.
Thanks, Stephanie. It was good to connect with you.
And your voice is as beautiful as your spirit on Facebook.
Thank you.
Yes, she is. So thank you, Gail.
Thank you, Claudia.
Okay, so now let's go to Sacramento, and we're going to bring Wendy to the show.
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling.
And I have been on state disability several months, and it's reached a point where next month, likely I will not be able to pay my rent and some other bills. I'm even supposed to go to the dentist Monday and Tuesday of next week. But I don't think I can do that because there's going to be some out-of-pocket expenses involved for the services that they want to render, which I really need. It's urgent that I get this done. So somehow I need the universe to help me to get $1,100 by the first day of September. And I've been praying about this.
Okay. All right. So do you want me to say a few things?
Certainly.
Okay. No, I was wondering. I just wanted to make sure that you weren't finished. First, I just want to thank you for your honesty. You know, it takes courage to sometimes just tell it exactly like it is. I just want to thank you for that. So let's just be silent for a couple of moments and just see what comes through here. First of all, I just want to say that the universe is ready, willing, and able to come through for you. This is really about letting go and trusting. And, you know, there's a saying in A Course in Miracles, there is no order of difficulty in miracles. It's just our belief that makes certain outcomes appear to be difficult. And so this is just really about believing, about letting go, about believing in yourself, about knowing that you deserve all good things to come to you. Money doesn't necessarily come from the world. It comes from the universe. Simply open up the channels and let it flow from heaven itself into your aura to show up in your life. These are the new laws of love. These are the new codes that many channelers are speaking about right now. And the new codes are the new laws, and it means that we create everything in a new way. Our financial abundance, support, health, everything. And we cannot have the old and the new together simultaneously. It's like we We really are being called to let go of the old way to make way for the new way so that it can come through unencumbered through you. So this is your chance to rise high in consciousness. Ask for what you want and allow it to come to you with faith, in grace, you deserve the goodness and the abundance of the universe. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Claudia?
Hello?
Yes, and now
hi there.
Sorry, we have Anne with us.
Okay, hi, my name is Anne, and I thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
I'm trying to think the best way for me to word this. I'm going to say, as much as I need or want to be in a joyful friendship with myself, I believe that I have a pragmatic need to, I'm in the process of decluttering and throwing out a lot of things in my house, but I never feel very pressed to do that. And I know I need to do that to move forward because I'm just as content to sit here with my quote unquote stuff. I like my, I mean, I don't need to hold on to it. I can
yeah.
release it, but I have no urgency to it at all for the most part. And yet I know deep inside that it's a process that I have to go through. Is there anything that you might be able to impart that might help me with that?
Okay, so you're speaking mostly about things like objects in your house, are you?
Correct.
Okay. So let your inner stuff, I'm sorry, I'm going to start again here now. Let your outer stuff, like in your house, objects and things and what have you, reflect or show you your inner stuff. So the inner issues, perhaps, false beliefs, beliefs that are rooted in your past that you're being called to release.
Okay.
So it's not really about the outer stuff as much as it's about the inner planes of your psyche.
Okay.
So let that come up as you're moving forward on your path. Let any anger, pain, grief, sadness, false thoughts, a black and lean, memories that haunt you, let those things come up for full recognition, to be exposed to the love light and taken away from you by one who knows. Your guides, your angels, Holy Spirit, love. You can do this now. And we know you've experienced pain in the past. And we recognize your heart and your ability to persevere. And feel encouraged now to navigate these times. Yes, you can let go of some things, but know that the true journey is the inner journey of spiritual transformation and change within. Be called and answer the call to oneness. And is there anything else that you wanted to add or like anything specific that you wanted to
mention or ask about?
Okay, well, I have a hard time with what you were discussing before. I always feel like it's my role to help people. So, I try not to isolate myself, but I find it very difficult to find, like, because I'm not like other people. And
right.
I find it difficult to find, and I realize that. So I find it difficult to find people who are like me and or to stay away from relationships where people take advantage of. I don't
okay.
see it right. I will see it, but I don't see it right away.
Right.
I'm an idealist, well, beyond what I am, you know, I'm also an idealist. So I'm navigating the seesaw between not isolating myself, clearing this house out, I follow what you're saying, and yet time to have fun, time to be with people, and yet I'm still searching for activities that I actually will enjoy. Every time I go to do an activity, all of a sudden I realize this is something I used to do. These are people I used to be with, and they're not really bringing me joy anymore.
Right.
So that's where I'm looking for a little assistance. You know, to
right.
find friends, to find a romantic person that would know that they are worthy of me, to see me
right.
with the joy that I am. I'm just not sure where to go to get that, how to accomplish that. And I know I have to go within. I know I have to be my own friend first. But if there's anything else
right.
I need to know, that's what I'd like to know.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to say these words, you know, that are coming to me. Keep it simple. Celebrate your soul. New people that are supposed to come into your life will come. And those that are meant to fall away will fall away. Bless them as they leave and welcome anybody new that comes. You're not in control of this process and you don't have to find anything. What I'm hearing is just find yourself. Be okay with you. Let love be your best friend right now. And releasing the blocks to love. Be okay with how you're feeling as you're moving forward. And this is really not about anything else other than you letting your feelings come up. Past hurts. Let your feelings be your guide to greatness. Stifle them down, but rather let them come up and love yourself as you are right now. Everything else is going to fall in place. You don't have to figure it out. This is not a logical process, but a heartfelt process. Okay.
And thank you, Anne. You know, Stephanie, that I find myself a lot of times getting to that conclusion, wondering or having this thought around on certain areas until I just give up and leave it up. And it's like, that is not for me to know right now. That is not for me to obsess or to figure it out, just just give it to the light, like you said.
Right. Yes, because, you know, the saying in A Course in Miracles is that we don't have to find love. Love is our natural, inherent birthright. We are love at the deepest level of our being. What we are asked to do is seek for the blockages that are standing in the way of what and who we really are. So that's why forgiveness is such a key piece to enlightenment. It's about releasing that which is standing in the way of who we really are. So when feelings come up and resentments or fears, and sometimes we don't even really know what's coming up, we just feel all these feelings are coming up. They're just coming up in order to be released, to be taken and given away. Like these feelings and thoughts and false beliefs that we hold, you know, they come from past lives, they come from just unconscious guilt that we bring into the world with us. All these thoughts and feelings that come up, we're just being asked to expose them to the love light so they can be taken away for us. Like the higher mind or the Christ mind, the Holy Spirit, as the Course in Miracles calls it, the Spirit will take the thoughts away from you if we give them up. Right? All we really have to do is lay them there to be taken away for us. And this is really what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is really not about forgiving others as much as it's about releasing ourselves and giving anything that's standing in the way of love, any kind of a fear thought, giving it up to the Spirit for recognition and relinquishment and transformation. This is really all we need to do. Notice how we're feeling and then give it up. And I've been doing this ever since I realized I had to do it, you know, back in my 30s when I came to a brick wall moment and I realized that I was creating my own conflict. And I just went on a path of self-discovery, transformation, and forgiveness. And it's still there. I'm still doing it. I'm still doing the work every day. But it has gotten easier as I have learned to flex that muscle, you know, of forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you for those. So now let's go back to California and bring Donna to the show.
Hi, thank you, Claudia. Hi.
Hi there.
I wanted to know what you were picking up. I've been trying to meet someone for about 10 years and, you know, a nice partner, and I just haven't been able to. So I don't know if I have blocks or what.
Can I ask you this? Well, I'm going to ask you something. What is it you're looking for in a partner?
I'd like to have a good companion where we have the same likes and like to do things together, and someone that's respectful and kind and genuinely likes and cares for me and likewise, and yeah, just have a nice partnership.
Yes. Okay. All right, so let's just see now what comes through. And I'll just sit in silence just for a moment. I'm seeing that you take great joy in the companionship of others.
Yes. Yes.
And so we say to you now, acknowledge your current companionships. And let yourself flow fully into the companionship of tomorrow. Let life be your companion. And know that you are fully supported and loved as you move forward. Have gratitude for your friends, family, and everyone around you. Let that be your starting point.
Okay.
Fill your cup with the love that you have right now in your life. And quite simply, see what happens. Look at this not from a place of like you're lacking a companion, but rather you are the companion of everybody on your path. Because in reality, we are all one. So celebrate the wholeness of each and every day and of every moment. fill your cup with gladness and recognition of your soul's delight. And let the gift just unwrap itself. And to know as well that sometimes on this journey, it is called for us to be quote-unquote alone.
Yeah.
So we can do that growth and embrace that growth on our own and to find those places within that we are called to heal. And so, and I'm just going to end by saying that you can move forward celebrating all your relationships and let your most essential relationship be the relationship with yourself and your soul. And just see what happens as you move forward. How's that?
Thank you, Donna, for that. And we have 3 minutes left, but we have Jessica from New Jersey, so we're going to go quickly to her so she can have some of your words.
Hello.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi. Nice messages. I've been catching the trail end of the show. And I would love when myself, I am transitioning into doing, well, more and more into doing my spiritual and healing practice and stepping into a place of being financially supported with it. So I have just been surrendering and also trusting the process and trying to keep my mind focused that I know that this is happening now. So any words or really a blessing that you can share, I would love.
Oh, sounds awesome. Okay. So just be silent for one little moment as we see what happens here. You are like a flower growing in the wild, sweet earth of tomorrow. We celebrate you as you move forward into this new arena. Those that need you will come to you. They will find you, moment of perfect oneness. Falter not in over-planning, but rather settle into oneness. The only real agenda you need is the agenda of knowing who you are. That's your greatest advertisement. Trust that you will know what to say and when to say it. And do your creative work in a relaxed state. The angels and guides as you navigate the new earth before you. I'd also just like to share a message that the angels shared with me last week, I think it was, when they said, it's important that you relax when you're doing creative work. And they will help us. The angels will help us relax, and they will also help us to do what needs to be done. And when I say creative work, I'm speaking about just even when you are, writing an ad for an event that's coming up or doing work on your website, the work that you love to do. It's important that we're in a relaxed state when we're doing creative work. And I thought that was a really beautiful and profound reminder. And I've taken that to heart in my own work. I choose to relax when I'm sitting in front of the computer and I know I'm going to, you know, going to be doing some work, whether that's transcribing a channel or whatever it is I happen to be doing. I just developed a new website. And so it's important that I settle into stillness as I start my creative work. So I want to share that with yourself as well.
That's very interesting. I was actually, right before the call, working on my website, fixing some event copy.
Yeah, so, you know, it's like relax and let it flow. Because they want to flow through you.
I notice I take myself out of it a little bit. Like, I'll get in the flow. I enjoy creating. And I notice little sort of, we'll call them tinkles of anxiety around, well, you know, the, you know, I need this money, and I know we don't need anything, but it's, you know, that's sort of been coming up for me a little bit here and there. I'm able to settle it, but I guess there's still sort of a little bit of questioning of like, I'm able to turn my creativity into money, or that it will happen. You know, it's happened in the past.
Yeah. Yeah, you're kind of writing the book on that. In other words, the money will come in the exact moment. And I feel like you already know that. You're coming out of your comfort zone, which is what always causes a little bit of anxiety, you know. But it's a really good thing that you're doing what you're doing. And just keep doing what you're doing. Yeah, perfectly.
Thank you. I try to put myself out of my comfort zone every day. Like, that's my new practice.
Yes, I agree 100%. Yeah, and the fear comes up, you know, a little bit, but you just kind of let it be there and acknowledge it and release it to the love light.
Right.
It can't hurt you.
You have a beautiful, calming voice. It's, I love it. Yeah, it's, are you a little bit Irish or something? I missed the beginning of the it sounds like you have an Irish accent.
Yeah, it is sort of Irish. You could call it Irish. I'm from a province in Canada called Newfoundland, and there's a very strong Irish, you know, theme is not the word, but, you know, Irish, there's an Irish impulse here. My last name is Finn, F-I-N-N.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So you're right on the mark when you say Irish. My last name is Finn, and I'm part Irish and part Scottish.
Oh, I love that. I love Scotland. Okay. And Ireland is on my list to go to, too. So, bless you.
That's
thank
awesome.
You so much for your messages.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for
calling. Send me a Facebook message if you like, letting me know about your website.
Yeah, and follow Stephanie Finn on Facebook, and you'll get many more messages from the angels. So we have reached the end of today's show.
Okay, can I just mention one little thing about following me on Facebook? Most of my activity is on my Facebook profile, so it's not my page. My page is there, but I don't really use that very much. So if you do a search, Stephanie Finn, like, my profile is the way to go, and you can follow me there, by the way, and become my friend there as well. So I just wanted to suggest and mention that.
Yeah, it's fine. So, and can you share your website, too, so people can reach you there?
Okay. Yes, my website is stephaniefinn.com. So Stephanie being StephanieFinn.com.
And with that, we're going to say goodbye. Is there anything left that you want to share before we finish today's episode?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head, only to say thank you very, very much for the opportunity. It's been really great. It didn't feel like an hour. It felt like, you know, it went very fast, and it was most enjoyable.
People are digging what you do, so that's perfect.
That's wonderful. And thank you
so much
for the work you do.
Thank you as well. And thank you, everybody, for calling. So remember, follow us. And Stephanie will be back with us shortly. So thank you, Stephanie, and goodbye.
Bye-bye.